It is our purpose every time we meet to worship and praise God, but we're going to do that today through scripture and song. It'll be not traditionally as we do, but the songs are going to be listed on the screen. Nick may lead some of these songs back to back. I'm asking you if you have a program and you're going to read a scripture when the last of the song is being sung, please come on up to the front and be ready to read your scripture. I'm excited today for the same reason that Wayne mentioned. I'm so glad Jesus was born because of all the comes from that is the salvation that he provides. I want to begin by reading a couple of texts from the Old Testament. You know, in the life of Christ, there's over 300 prophecies fulfilled by Jesus. The oldest one of those would go back to Genesis 3:15, but there's those that are 1,000 years old. Can you imagine? 1,000 years before Christ comes and he fulfills. Listen to a couple of these. Isaiah 7. Again, the Lord said to Ahaz, ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, hear then, O house of David. Is it too little for you to weary men that you worry my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. He shall eat curds and honey, and when he knows how to refuse evil and choose the good. For before the boy knows how to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land whose two kings you dread will be deserted. The Lord will bring upon you and upon your people and upon your father's house such days as has not come since the day that Ephraim departed from Judah. Isaiah 9, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace, there shall be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness from this time forth and evermore. The zeal of the Lord hosts will do this.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. This morning I'll be reading from Luke 1, verses 26 through 35 and also 38, and from Matthew 1, 18 through 23. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him to the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, how will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
Good morning. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, his name is called Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us, his name is called Emmanuel, 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 his name is called Emmanuel, God with us, revealed in us. His name is called Emmanuel. O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared. And the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voice. Christ was born, O night divine, O night divine, truly he taught us to love one another. His law of love and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful course we raise, we let all within us praise his holy name. Is the Lord, oh, praise his name forever, praise now and glory. proclaim his power and glory evermore proclaim. A verse we don't sing very often, huh? This one's a little shorter one, so it's just bear with it. You will recognize it. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. We'll praise his name forever. We'll praise his name forever. We'll praise his name forever, Christ the Lord. We'll give him all the glory. We'll give him all the glory. We'll give him all the glory, Christ the Lord. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy. For he alone is worthy, Christ the Lord.
Good morning, church. Merry Christmas to everyone. I'll be reading from Luke 2, 1 through 14. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace be among those with whom he is pleased."
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round young virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at thy side, glories stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing Alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on earth and goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemnest stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Yet in the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. From strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And men at war with men hear not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on, by prophets seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and when the whole world's the song which now the angels sing.
I will be reading Psalms 98. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. All the earth, break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills sing for their joy together. before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and heaven and nature sing, and heaven, heaven, nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, with fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plain. Repeat the sound. Repeat the sounding joy. Repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrows grow, nor thrones infest the ground. His blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. And wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.
Isaiah 14:10-12. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the earth, from the end of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that fill it, the coastline and their inhabitants, let the desert and the cities lift up their voice, the villages that kinder inhabits. Let the habitants of the Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give joy to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlines.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds all were watching while seated on the ground. A light from heaven descended, and glory shone around. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. This light shone in the heavens to cover all the earth. It was a sign to tell men about our Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The wise men came to worship the holy child that day. They found him in a manger, sleeping on the hay. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God his Father.
He is Lord, he is Lord, he is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's our King, he's our King. He is reigning over us, and he's our King. We adore and praise and lift up our voice to Jesus Christ, our King. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb, slain from the foundations of the world, for sinners crucified. O holy sacrifice, behold the Lamb of God, behold the Lamb. Crown him, crown him. Worthy is the Lamb. Praise Him. Praise Him. Heaven, earth, resound. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Slain from the foundation of the world. For sinners crucified. O holy sacrifice. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb.
One day when heaven was filled with His praises, one day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is He. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming. Oh, glorious day. One day they led Him up Calvary's mountain. One day they nailed Him to die on the tree. Suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is He. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming. Oh, glorious day. One day the grave could conceal Him no longer. One day the stone rolled away from the door. Then He arose over death He had conquered. Now is ascended, my Lord, evermore. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming. Oh, glorious day.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. I think it's absolutely fantastic that we get to have a day that we magnify something that we celebrate every day, birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Last week, I did something silly. I went back to the weight room after a 5-month layoff with my son, and a phrase came to mind all last week: no pain, no gain. It was a lot of pain all last week. Oh, man, the aches and the just didn't want to be in my body anymore because it hurt bad. But I understand why. Whenever you are trying to make gains in weightlifting or exercise, you tend to tear little muscle fibers. Those muscle fibers have to heal. You tend to build up lactic acid in your muscles, and that lactic acid has to go away. That's from a science standpoint. That can be true as well as a Christian standpoint. If you think about it, when we were reborn into pain. Our Lord and Savior was born on a day and also lived a life of pain and suffering, and it all culminated in one main event. But just like after you go to the weight room and it starts to feel good, just like after you've gone through your growing pains as a young person and you start to get tall again or getting tall, we can rejoice in the pains that we go through. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear the name. For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God, and it begins with us. What will be the outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good." So as you are suffering throughout the time that you are in this Christian journey, just remember, no pain, no gain. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you so much for allowing your son to be born. Lord, having a child of my own, having children of my own, seeing the love that my parents have for me, I know it was absolutely amazingly hard for you to send your son, knowing the pain that he would go through. But Lord, we thank you. We thank you so much for allowing us to have a chance to gain and to gain your glory. We ask that you bless this bread in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to read a little excerpt called "From the Stable to the Table." Our first view of Christ is wrapped in swaddling clothes in a stable. Over the next 33 years, much will happen to move our view from the stable to the table. The Lord's Supper, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 through 7. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body have you prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God, as it is written of me in the scroll of the book." This body of death was made possible by his birth. There's something special about little babies, so precious and perfect, so simple and serene, and that soft skin, and maybe a dimple that portends to smile. To watch a newborn sleep somehow strengthens us inside. Mary's little lamb was the first truly spotless, real lamb without spot or blemish. The Old Testament centered on the sacrifice of unblemished lambs, and ours does too. Jesus was to be the once and for all Lamb. This death was made meaningful by his life. It was the tiny gift that was presented to the world, and that gift kept on giving life as he kept not sinning. Perfect was this Lamb, living the life none of us could. His death was made possible by his birth and made meaningful by his life. He was born to die that we might live. Remember me. On the front of the communion table, there usually are the words, "This do in remembrance of me." Communion is the fellowship and participation in something we have in common. We are in the presence of one who died, was raised from death by the power of God, and is alive forevermore. Our celebration this Sunday and every Sunday is more about the meaning of this table than yonder stable. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your gift. We thank you for allowing Jesus to come to this earth as the one and only sacrifice that could take our sins away. We thank you for loving us so much. And we thank you for giving us an opportunity to one day be with you again. Lord, we ask that you bless this cup. In Jesus' name, amen. It was stated that the value of a gift is not determined by the amount of that gift, but it's determined by the sacrifice and the spirit to which the giver had while the gift was given. Eventually, we are all going to be held accountable. We're going to be held accountable for many things. One of the things we'll be held accountable for is, what do we do with God's gifts? He is going to need to use a measuring tool to measure how much sacrifice we gave when we gave our gifts. All that I can hope is that he doesn't use the same tool that he used when he gave his son to be born into this sinful world. Because if he does, I know I can't measure up to that. I know I haven't been measuring up to that. So as you decide to give this morning, how will you measure up? Let us pray. Lord, to keep spreading your word, to keep pushing out the glory that you have for us, we know that it takes funds and it takes things. Lord, I ask that you open our hearts so that we can at least try to measure up to the sacrifice that you made when you gave your son. We thank you for that, Lord, and thank you for giving us a chance to have gifts to give back. Lord, we ask that you bless this offering this morning, and that it may give us a chance to spread your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
I
I'll be reading from Psalms 103, verses 1 through 5, and John chapter 1, verse 29. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with the steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Sing unto the King of Israel. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Sing unto the King of Israel. And I sing glory, glory, glory to his name forever. Glory, glory, glory to his name.
This morning we've looked in scriptures and sang about the wonderful thing that God has done by sending his son. At this time of year, we do a lot of gift giving, a lot of time, a lot of spent money, a lot of energy giving gifts. When I was about 9 years old, I wanted a Daisy BB gun, a 1,000-shot air rifle, and I wanted it bad. And we lived out on the farm in New Mexico, and at Christmas time, I have lots of aunts and uncles and cousins, and we all got together for Christmas. And so there was a lot of people there and a lot of gifts over in the corner behind the tree. And I looked and I looked in that pile, and sure enough, in that pile, I saw two BB guns. Well, it was my brother Wayne, he's two older than me, and me. I knew that's what that was for, and I was excited. They started handing them out. The first one they came to went to my brother. Yay, I was so thrilled. I'm ready. They picked up the other one, my cousin Bobby Mayberry. And he was younger than me. Now, they just think I'm going to shoot somebody's eye out or something. And I was depressed and upset and angry. Whatever they wanted to give me after that, I wasn't interested in. But sure enough, the bottom of the pile, there was another one for me. And I was excited for my new BB gun. The most wonderful gift in the world is for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a wonderful gift. In Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What a wonderful gift. Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Wow. Now, can you imagine when they picked up that little BB gun that had my name on it that I had said, I think I'll wait. I know I'm interested, but I'm not ready. I jumped and ran and grabbed with glee and joyfully received that wonderful gift. If you have not received the gift of eternal life, you're not going to heaven. It's a gift that God has paid for. It is yours. There. Take it. It's yours. If you do not have the Holy Spirit within you to guide you and to empower you to live for him, you need it more than you need air. And it's free for you to receive. So this marvelous gift, unspeakable gift that God has offered to you, if you have never received it, you still don't have it. But it's there, it's free, and it's yours. If you'll give your life to him through faith, you're baptized into Christ, those sins are washed away, the gift of the Holy Spirit is yours, and eternal life is yours. If you're ready to receive that gift, we're ready to help you do it. If you'll come to the front right now while we stand together and sing.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you. Watching for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner. Come home. Why shall we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home. Come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting, the moment of promise, promise for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home.
Please be seated.
Morning.
I'd like to welcome Dan and Taylor Adams to our congregation. They're visiting here today. Requested by Ruth Mapes for Larry Mapes. His coughing for the last 2 weeks has caught up with him today. Please pray he will go to the doctor and get over this. Jamie Wilson. Question by Jamie Wilson for Sharon Rossi Wilson. Divine guidance and wholeness reestablished in Sharon. Pray for my brother. He may have lung cancer. We'll know this week from Dawn. Thank you, church, for flowers, visits, and calls I received while in the hospital from Dawn. And Merry Christmas. Ira Porche says he has a request for Anthony Gage. Anthony Gage suffered a heart attack last week and is still in the hospital. Please pray for healing. Requested by Melissa and Sean, who are in the process of buying a house. Please pray for everything goes smoothly and the way God intends for her to go. Sylvia, requested by Sylvia, how's that, Carrasco? She wants to start on dialysis. She's refusing the treatment. Laura Silva's mother. Okay. So thank you for your help. Let's pray. Holy Father, we come to you this morning on behalf of those who've sent in cards for requesting intervention by you into the lives of your people. They have many needs and wants, and Father, they have many problems with their health. And I pray, Father, that you will intervene and that you will step up and help these people get healed. We know, Father, that they don't get healed unless you say it would happen. And it will happen if you're willing. I pray, Father, that you will bless this congregation that came today to worship you. I pray that the worship that we did pleases you. We thank you, Father, for loving us and making us your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our final scripture reading today is found in Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 through 10. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters, and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, "Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was granted to her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure, for the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, 'Write this, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb.' And he said to me, 'These are the true words of God.' Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, 'You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. May God bless the reading of this scripture.
Our final song this morning will be All Hail King Jesus. If you have a songbook, be number 178. Let's go ahead and stand as we sing.
All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of kings, Lord of lords, bright morning star, and throughout eternity I'm going to praise him, and forevermore I will reign with him.
Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful and awesome day that you've given us to come here to worship not just you, but your son, and the gift that you've given us by giving him to not only be born to this sinful world, but to also die for the remission of our sins and to give us the opportunity and the gift to be with you in heaven for eternity. Lord, please be with us all throughout the week, throughout the rest of the year. Open our hearts to be that continuous light to the world, to share our love that Jesus had shown and that you had shown to us, to everybody else, to bring them closer to you and to love you. Lord, also be with us and those that cannot be here due to illness or due to whatever reasons that may keep them from being here. Be with them and also keep them safe. Lord, keep us safe and guide, guard, and direct us all throughout the week, and keep us safe until we come back here to worship you again. And in Jesus' name we all pray. Amen.